What might you put in all that? I mean, what all would you put in it?
Well, Papa and a great many farmers all through this area, when they got well enough off, would build a barn with a hall in it. I think this is what you would have found on most better established farms. In that case, you'd usually put your mule or horse stables on one side of the alley, and over on the other side you might have a cottonseed house or a cotton house before the gin. You'd usually have your corn room or corn crib part on the other side. You might have all fertilizer and seed and even tool room all together. And then above you'd have your loft for your hay.
Did you ever hear that called anything else besides a loft?
Oh, you'd say look upstairs and see what you can find.
Yeah.
You'd climb up the ladder that was in the hall.
Now, is it referred to as a mow or a mow?
Sometimes. We didn't use that commonly.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you too. I just wanted to.
Now, if you had hay in the field, you'd speak of a haystack.
Okay. How about if you had just a building that was exclusively used to store grain, what might you call that?
We seldom had it.
Okay.
You might have, I don't remember that. Well, we never had, you find it up in the mountains, but we never had these bins where you'd put corn where weevils wouldn't bother them. You know, you'd have snow or something else and you could, I think that was done a lot in Illinois. In Indiana and all through that one time, maybe it still is.
Right.
We almost never did that. I don't know that we'd have any special term for a grain house.
What about
now? You might. I think in the old days, you'd speak of your wheat bin. You'd try to make it tight, you know, and maybe put a type of ceiling or something else that you could fit tightly together for you. Wheat room, wheat bin. Or sometimes we used to store it in barrels.
In barrels?
Yeah.
Okay. What now, if you took some corn or something to a mill, what might be the smallest?
You asked that question the other day when we were talking here.
Right. What was
and
that?
I pretty well agreed. I think we'd sell them, go with less than a peck, and I think ordinarily we'd maybe go with as much as a bushel or more, depending on what we wanted. You see, this wouldn't have been necessarily generally true. Papa used to feed the ground corn to his hogs. Or he might feed chopped corn to a mule if the mule's teeth were bad. So he might go in the wagon and take several bushels. And we sell them. I sell them I don't think James and I either one ever went horseback much. I've gone a few times with a bag of corn, you know, just over your shoulders in the front of the pommel of the saddle. I don't recall any other.
Have you ever seen a building that might just have four poles and a sliding roof used to store hay or something like that?
Well, hay racks, we use various types. Curing racks were usually tripods. And you'd have one set of poles all about so high so that there wouldn't be any rotting. And they'd be nailed on with heavy nails to your tripod proper. And then that would project out from the pole so that you'd build your hay rick on up to the top.
Okay. So how about, you ever heard that called maybe a hay barrack?
No.
Okay. How about when you first cut hay, what?